Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do you ever have those moments of revelation in your life where you think, never in my wildest dreams did I envision myself doing this particular thing? I had one of those moments on Monday night as I was trying to get out of my driveway. Let me set the scene for you. Yet another 4 inches of snow that was very wet and very slushy by the time it was all done. But another 4 inches of snow in my neighborhood. And I've now begun asking my neighbors what they think comes first. The final four, which is the first weekend in April, or the last of our snow melting. My one neighbor who was out shoveling this afternoon, he said, oh, it's going to be close. I know. So still a good 2 feet of snow piled up in parts of my neighborhood and no grass to be seen anywhere. Not after our latest round of winter weather. So there's a kind of heavy, wet snow on my car. Not a lot of it, but enough that I had to clean off my windshield. So I'm getting, my car's running. It's been running for 5 minutes. It's warmed up. I'm getting in to try to make sure that the windshield wipers are good to go. Because, you know, sometimes you run them initially. For those of you who live in cold weather climes, and if you've had icy conditions, there can be ice stuck on the inside of the windshield wiper, so the blade doesn't clean off your windshield. So I clear off the windshield. I start the windshield wipers to make sure they're working. And all of a sudden I realize, hey, I'm missing a windshield wiper. Oh, wait, I can't drive like that. Not with all of the snow and the ice just kind of flying off other vehicles and it being wet conditions. So I had to do an emergency surgery on my windshield wiper. Now, it's dark out. And I don't have my flashlight, not that it would matter. I used my phone as a flashlight, but I had to prop it up in a pile of ice so that it would shine because I needed both hands on the windshield wiper. But I did it, along with a couple of moments where I thought, what in the hell am I doing? But you know what? I continue to amaze myself. If nobody else will do it for you, if there's nobody else around, actually, even if there was somebody else around, I'm not going to make someone else get up and help me with my windshield wiper. And so I did emergency repairs on my windshield wiper, and I got back in the car and said, please, Lord, make it hold. Wouldn't you know? It worked. It worked all the way through the commute. And then I got into New York City, which is where our CBS Sports Radio headquarters are located, and there was no parking except for, I kid you not, I wish I had taken a picture, but that seems weird. I had to park sideways. So in other words, my left tires are up on a mountain of ice, and my right side tires, passenger side tires, are down on the pavement, but the left side tires are up, probably a good foot off the ground, on this pile of ice. It's a mountain of ice. Well, that was fun. So my car looks comical. Now, I'm not the only one who's parked sideways on a pile of ice. But then I get out of the car and nearly died. I nearly bought it because, of course, it was ice. And there was no place for me to step in my boots. So I nearly died. Thank goodness I was holding on to the car door that was still open. Otherwise, I would have been on my rear. My coffee would have been everywhere. Food and snacks and who knows what else would have fallen out of my bag. So, whew, emergency repairs on my windshield wiper and My four-wheel drive got me parked up sideways on a mountain of ice. Yeah, winter. I mean, this is so much fun. Some guy wrote to me on Monday afternoon and said, oh, it's 70s every day in California. That sounds friggin' boring. I prefer four seasons, and I do like the challenge of doing emergency surgery on my vehicle. Princess Leia is a rock star, you all. And on that note, hello. I hope you survived your manic Monday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. So find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Always good to hear from you. As it turns out, I don't need any of your advice about how to fix my windshield wiper because I did it. Well, until it flies off my car on my way home from work in the morning. We'll see. We'll see about that. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And I just got to tell you, it took me longer than usual to navigate social media when I woke up on Monday because you sent hundreds and hundreds of pet photos. I adore them. Thank you. It was the best thing to happen on my Monday. Well, in addition to feeling like a rock star because I fixed a windshield wiper. Fine, I'll let it go at some point. And also, Amy Trask sent me a bunch of Scooby-Doo gifts, which just made my day. I was laughing out loud. If you haven't seen them, they're on my Twitter and on our show Twitter as well. Anyway, she's the best. So the coolest thing to happen, along with those other things, is that you all shared so many pet photos with us on Twitter, on Facebook. I tried to retweet as many as I could, and I know producer Dave did a bunch of that as well. And then on our Facebook page, I'm pretty sure I went through every single one of them and liked them all. But at some point, I think I was using my personal Facebook page on accident. So you may have seen my actual name pop up as opposed to After Hours with Amy Lawrence. But they were awesome. Thank you so much for sharing them. They made me really happy. And it's good to know that so many pets have been adopted and rescued in the last year. It's one of the great positives to come out of the last 12 months. A lot of pets finding forever homes. And I'm impressed with how many of you are cat lovers out there as well. Sometimes cats get a bad rap, but they are great companions. You just have to get to know their personalities. I'm happy to give you my cat, Sugar, if you would like, but I actually wouldn't wish her on my worst enemy. Okay, maybe my worst enemy, but not anyone that I really like because she is a pain in the butt. But she's my pain in the butt. And so on we go. This morning, Monday morning, when I was getting ready to go to bed, the cat has started vocalizing all her concerns on a regular basis. I don't know what she was doing downstairs. She was howling, but she was singing. It was very sing-songy. I have no idea what she was doing. But she will not stop until I yell at her, Sugar! Sugar! I'm not sure if she's practicing for her Broadway debut whenever Broadway reopens, but the cat has turned into a singer.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
That would so be my cat. There's another reason why I do not do Zoom calls from my house, because my cat never leaves me alone when I'm on the computer. So thanks again for your pet pics. On Twitter, on Facebook, go and check them out. If you need a smile, there are plenty available for you. You can also reach us on the phones, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a fun question to throw out there. In fact, it's a continuation of our first show of the work week because we never did put it out there on social media, and I was kind of lukewarm and lobbing it up to you. So I definitely want to make sure we revisit that because I think in 2021, even as sports will continue to welcome more and more fans back. You hear it almost every single day now. A stadium or a team in this region, a stadium or a team in this city, New York City being one of the latest that is opening up its venues, whether indoor or outdoor, with limited capacity and wanting to get fans back in the arenas, fans back at the ballparks, fans back at the stadiums. It's great news, and it's happening all over the sports landscape. And because of that, I think people will get more and more excited about what's to come this spring as opposed to Major League Baseball. I'm sorry, what's to come this spring as opposed to last spring. Got ahead of myself. But also Major League Baseball in the summertime and just wanting to get back out there and soak in baseball. I think baseball could see a big boon for people who really would like to just go out and feel normal again and sit in the outfield somewhere and drink a beer. And then once we get to football season, I am believing, hoping and believing that we're going to end up in a place where most stadiums have fans. It may be up to 50% or more in some stadiums that didn't even have fans last year. So I'm hopeful and I'm excited. And because of that, as I look ahead to 2021, I'm thinking about how, yay, this spring will look nothing like last spring. This summer will look nothing like last summer. And there are a lot of good athletes that I want to see more of. So as opposed to focusing on the return plans and the health and safety protocols, let's focus on the athletes and what they can accomplish in 2021. And so I had mentioned to you to start the work week, I would love to see more of Naomi Osaka in 2021. Let's look at this as potentially her breakout year. She's already won the Australian Open. And judging by some of your comments on social media, there are not enough people out there who know about Naomi Osaka. So we would like to introduce you to her even more. We do have our poll up the first Monday of the new year that we've switched to Man Crush Monday. So as opposed to Monday MVP, which is our football thing, we've moved to Man Crush Monday. So here I'll retweet so that if you would like to go ahead and cast your vote, if you didn't on our last show, it's available for you. But Naomi Osaka is an athlete I would like to see and hear more of in 21 because she injects life and excitement. She's fun and of course, she's skilled and talented, but she really brings this infusion of new energy. There's another athlete, as I was thinking about this question, there's another athlete from the NBA that I would like to see more of in 21. Now, we saw a lot of him in the bubble in 2020, and he put on a great show. But considering the way the Utah Jazz are killing it right now, I think that Donovan Mitchell's energy and his offense are contagious. And the Utah Jazz have got the perfect combination right now.
Jazz are just coming harder, better, faster, stronger right now. Niang, 5 threes already. Give me 6. Oh, George Niang! Don't do me like that! Oh, George Niang! What a night! 6 for 6 from 3! Just so smooth!
Ingles, guarded by Biombo. Jabs with his left foot, now drives, help comes. Cross court to Donovan for the franchise record, got it. 27 threes tonight for the Utah Jazz.
David Locke on the Jazz Radio Network. They finished 28 of 55. What are you, the Houston Rockets? 55 threes they take, and they were torching the Nets. So 28 of 55, better than 50%. Donovan Mitchell goes just 3 of 8. But Joe Ingles off the bench goes 7 for 10. Niang goes 7 for 7. Jordan Clarkson goes 5 for 10. All of these guys off the bench. So you had 3 scorers for the Jazz that came off the bench for 20 plus. I think that's a recipe for a championship team. If you can have 3 guys that are not even in your starting lineup, who can routinely, now this was certainly a night in which everything was working for the Jazz from beyond the arc. But if you can have 3 guys who come off your bench and are a threat to pour in 20 each, that is amazing. And the Utah Jazz are amazing. Here they are 25-6. And they set a record for 3-pointers. For them, it was 28, but 19 of them off the bench. The most by any team's backups, quote unquote, in NBA history. Nerd alert. The first one of this edition of After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, the Utah Jazz are locked in. Donovan Mitchell had 23 points and 8 assists. And he actually pointed to the defense that helped you break open the floodgates in offense. And I love that. To go defense to offense. A 26-2 run against the Charlotte Hornets.
Nerd alert!
Don't tell me that it doesn't matter because it's against the Hornets or that it's only the Hornets. Utah right now is, what did Robert Saleh say? All gas, no break. It doesn't matter who they're playing. So it's impressive to watch this team. And because the Lakers are going backwards a little bit, we're seeing the Jazz put slightly more distance between themselves and the rest of the West. Right now, if you look at the Western Conference standings, they've opened up a 3.5 game lead over Clippers and Lakers, who have the exact same record, tied in second place. It's been impressive to watch. We know they're vulnerable every now and then, but if we can get more of Donovan Mitchell in 21, if Donovan Mitchell can prove Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley wrong, that he's not a guy who can take a team to the next level, that all he does is score, oh, ha! They'll have to eat their words, eat some crow inside the NBA on TNT. I'm rooting for that. So I've given you two athletes, two that I would like to see more of in 21. Donovan Mitchell, Naomi Osaka. And I could give you the rest of my list because I've always got names. I got some names. But I want to hear from you. So on Twitter, after our CBS, producer Dave has already put up our post under the hashtag Twizzler Tuesday because we're saying sayonara Monday and we're going to morph into a Tuesday. And then we'll also put that post up on our Facebook page. You can find that in either place. Athletes that we need to see more of in 2021. 855-212-4227. We have got so much good stuff on this edition of the show. Cam Newton made an appearance on the I Am Athlete podcast. And if you're not familiar with it, it's two former NFL wide receivers along with a former running back. He is extremely candid on this podcast about the New England Patriots, about his place as a starting quarterback in the NFL, even about Bill Belichick. Plus, we've got the latest on the Seattle quarterback situation. Please make me roll my eyes. And Fernando Tatis Jr. Maybe there are some of you who'd like to see a lot more of him as he starts to live up to that contract with the Padres. But his first public comments since he signed the 14-year, $340 million contract. So there's a lot to do. Straight ahead, though, great. Oh, my gosh. Even though I know exactly what word I was going to say, it still came out wrong. Draymond Green is taking full responsibility for his ejection from Saturday night's game against Charlotte that actually happened in the final stages with the game hanging in the balance and was a reason, part of the reason why the Warriors lost that game. The Warriors can't afford to lose games right now. And so Draymond Green takes responsibility. We got a lot to do. Can't wait to hear from you.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Clock down to 4 seconds. Rozier crosses over to his left. Around his screen. Fade away three at the buzzer. Got it! Got it! Terry Rozier beats the buzzer. And the Hornets have won on a walk-off three by Terry Rozier. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I cannot wait until announcers are back in arenas. Whew! That was the buzzer beater for Rozier on Saturday night as it was a stunning finish to a game that had a wild sequence just in the final 10 seconds that left the Golden State Warriors stunned and Draymond Green having to explain himself and apologize yet again. Now, if you didn't watch the game, he was ejected with just a few seconds to go. So there was a jump ball right? And Gordon Hayward's got the ball, and he falls to the floor, and Draymond Green feels like he ties up Gordon Hayward. But instead, the officials gave the Hornets the timeout, all right? So they say that they saw Hayward calling for a timeout, or whoever it was calling for a timeout. And so Green starts arguing about whether or not he created the jump ball and whether or not it should be a toss-up. And right away, bang, bang, he got two quick technical fouls and, of course, was ejected. And the Hornets end up with a couple of free throws. Now, at this point, they're down 2 points. They get a couple of free throws and the ball. So Rozier goes to the free throw line, ties the score at 100, and then because they had the ball, now this is all happening in the last 10 seconds of regulation, because they get possession of the ball, he has the chance to hit that shot from the corner to stun the Warriors and give the Hornets the win. John Fock on the Hornets radio network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. As you can imagine, that was a fun post-game locker room for the Golden State Warriors, who are fighting, scrapping, clawing for every win they can possibly come up with. And Steve Kerr said that Draymond crossed the line, but he also felt like it would be easy for his team to move on. So that was Steve Kerr on Monday. We're going to move past this. And he said he has faith in Draymond that next time the opportunity comes up, that cooler heads will prevail. I would say I appreciate the confidence that Steve Kerr has in his one of his star players, a guy that he's been with for a long time. And Kerr has gone to bat for Draymond over and over and over again. But let's be honest. Across the board, outside of the Warriors circle, how many people don't give Draymond the benefit of the doubt anymore because they feel like he has lost the benefit of the doubt? And so he was speaking out on Monday as well, and he was doing the full mea culpa.
It's changed over the past couple of days. I'd say immediately after that game, I was kind of pissed off. You know, just on my feelings of the whole situation, you know, how the first tech went down, you know, more so than the second tech. This situation in particular, I had complete control over. And, you know, I let that control get away from me. And in turn, I let the game get away from myself and my teammates.
Draymond actually talked about a famous moment, or we should say infamous moment, in his personal history, in the Warriors' history, and said he was more disappointed with the way he acted and the way he lost control on Saturday night than he was in the NBA Finals a few years ago.
I was a bit disappointed. I'm still a bit disappointed in myself because, you know, I think that whole situation bothered me. I know for sure it did. It bothered me more than being suspended from Game 5 of the NBA Finals in 2016.
One reason he said it bothered him more the way he acted on Saturday is because he's 30 now. 30 as opposed to 25. And he should know better.
If you're not going to punch me in my face when you see me, then shut up.
He is always good for radio gold, audio gold. This is a guy who speaks his mind. And we were just talking about him last week, going to bat for Andre Drummond, going to bat for fellow NBA players, feeling like they're behind the eight ball and they get a bad rap when they want a change in their professional situation, when they want to go to a different team. Now, agree or disagree with him, either one is fine. But the fact that Draymond will speak his mind and will share his opinions, I appreciate that. And I know a lot of his compadres in the NBA do as well.
Draymond just, you know, he said something I don't agree with.
Actually, LeBron supported what Draymond had to say about how players are treated when they're on the trade block. So again, agree or disagree, the fact is that Draymond is a high-profile player who has a platform and who has a voice, and people listen to him. But then when he acts like a clown, and he loses control when he knows better, with the game hanging in the balance. He knows the implications. He knows what happens if he gets teed up and ejected. And the ejection is bad enough, but with 9 seconds to go, okay, your team can probably stand the ejection. But you give up the basketball and the 4 points as well? Don't. That's the part that would drive me bananas. And yes, I agree with Steve Kerr. You get past it. There's however many games a season, I don't even know, 70, 72, something like that. And you understand that in the heat of the moment, there are going to be times where players lose their cool. But Draymond is supposed to be a leader for that young group of Warriors. Draymond is supposed to be a guy who's setting a tone. Yes, he brings the energy. He's the heart and soul of that Warriors team, and they desperately need him. They also need him to not be making stupid mistakes that makes it even harder for them to win. And he said that. He said, I know how hard it is to get a victory in the NBA. I shouldn't be playing so fast and loose with them.
In anger that came from the situation. As I sat and I thought about the situation and reassessed, as I had time to let the whole thing marinate and digest, I was dead ass wrong.
He's thoughtful, he's honest, he's candid, he takes responsibility. And I get it because I have a temper too. There are times when I lose control and say something that I wish that I hadn't, and I have to apologize for it. But he's right. He's 30. He was dead ass wrong. He's a grown ass man, and he's got to bear a larger responsibility for this team because he is one of the veterans. He is one of the guys who's going to teach that locker room how to win. They're all watching. So, yes, I appreciate him taking responsibility. Whether or not he has coughed up the benefit of the doubt, fact is, that can't happen again. Which athletes do we need more of in 2021? You have a plethora to choose from. You can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter, and still have our voting live for Man Crush Monday. We'll reveal your choice a little bit later in the show on our Facebook page as well. And we're pleased to welcome Bob Uessler. And Bob, it feels like forever since I've talked to you. Are you buried in snow and slush as well?
There's been a lot of it, Amy. Surprisingly, though, it has cleared out quickly, meaning
nice.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be based on all the terrible forecasts.
Oh, come on. I mean, terrible or wonderful. I love snow. Penny, my dog loves snow. So
yeah, I guess I used the wrong word. The foreboding forecasts, the one, you know, the clickbait forecast. How about that?
Well, they definitely have come to fruition. We had another 4 inches of snow and slush in my neighborhood on Monday. And I'm impressed that you actually have seen it melt, because there's no grass to be seen anywhere in my neighborhood. Now, going back to the week of Super Bowl, you know, the early part of that week, the Monday, Tuesday, when we had the almost 2 feet in my neighborhood, that has not melted yet. And then we keep getting snow on top of that. And so, yeah, there's no grass to be found anywhere.
Well, I'll tell you what, I will bring a little springtime joy. Although, as you said, and you are from northern New England, so this is okay by you.
Yeah, Jordan. I love it.
I saw many robins this morning outside.
Did you?
I did. Oh yeah, a lot of them. They have returned. Now they were. Looks like they sensed the snow was coming because they were foraging. I live on a river, and I watched them on the riverbank, and they were going nuts and feeding themselves before the snow mix. It was one of those sloppy mixes, but it was nice to see those birds back because that means we're right around the corner.
Yes. Well, I did hear some birds this morning, which was kind of funny as it's freezing cold outside and yet the birds are chirping. So, yes, the spring is not that far away. And I'm so thankful this spring will be nothing like last spring. It's going to be completely different.
Yes.
So that's good news. But it's hard to believe that we're not even a week away from the beginning of March. I mean, that's crazy.
I was just thinking about that today because I look at the calendar and I'm like, oh, look at that. One, March 1 yeah. next week. What?
As in my mortgage is due. No, I'm just kidding. I'm excited for March. There's a lot going on. So, well, it's good to hear from you. I'm glad you're surviving and thriving in this wacky weather pattern. And it's not just the Northeast. It's all over the country where people have been kind of wrapped up in the throes of weird weather. So
it's very been, much so. Very much so, yeah, unfortunately.
That kind of a month. All right. Well, we'll talk to you again this week. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Here's our latest sports update. And here's Bob Uecler.
I apologize to Draymond Green and his mom.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Runners lead at all three bases, and the pitch to Tatis is swung on and hit out to deep right field. It is up and out, a grand slam for Fernando Tatis Jr. He leaves Mike Trout behind with his 11th home run of this season, his second of the night. And in the last 40 minutes or so, he has hit two home runs and driven in seven. The Padres have made it a blowout, 14-3 in Arlington.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
There are a lot of people who would like to see healthy doses. In fact, leftovers upon leftovers remaining with Fernando Tatis. I think of everything in terms of food and the table and meals. Jesse Agler on the Padres radio network. Fernando Tatis making major headlines and major waves with his 14-year, $340 million deal that he signed to stay with the Padres until he is 36. 22 right now. For me, the eyebrow raiser is not so much the money, because strangely enough, I think at some point I'll just get used to it. Contracts worth $300 million plus are not that rare anymore, especially not in Major League Baseball. But the 14-year component of this is the part that blows me away. If the last year has taught me anything, it's that rarely does life ever go according to plan. Now, I know this is life and that's sports, and Fernando Tatis is a professional athlete with theoretically the bulk of his career, the prime of his career ahead of him. Yeah. But 14 years, that's a long time to commit to someone you aren't married to. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. Already seeing your responses. Which athletes do we need more of in 2021? So whether you find us on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter, A-Law Radio, you can also use our Facebook page. And many of you are not even using words. You're just responding with photos or with GIFs. And so that's okay, too. But the athletes...
I got engaged.
Oh, by the way, Shailene Woodley confirms that she did get engaged to Aaron Rodgers and actually went on one of the late night talk shows and said she knows nothing about football, and she knew he was a football guy, but she didn't know like how much of a football guy. That's exactly what she said. So I take back my comments on our last show. We had a listener on Facebook say he had no idea who Sidney Crosby, Naomi Osaka, Novak Djokovic, or Giannis Antetokounmpo were. He didn't know any of those names. And so if Shailene Woodley can know nothing about Aaron Rodgers, then I suppose I can cut, I don't remember his name, Chris maybe, Chris some slack for not knowing Sidney Crosby.
Or I love Aaron Rodgers.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. So yes, congratulations to Shailene Woodley. She says they got engaged a while ago. And then he just chooses to reveal that to the world on a Zoom call accepting his MVP. He loves to drop the mic. He loves to do that and shock the world. Okay, back to Fernando Tatis. Maybe he's one of the athletes that you would like to see more of in 2021. Well, he is thrilled with the opportunity to be a Padre for life, which is good because he has no choice. He has to remain a Padre for life. He was a guest on MLB Network on Monday.
It's been a great day. It's been a great day for me and my family. Everybody's pumped. And I'm just happy that my family is happy. It's always about. I feel like I'm just being able to stay, you know, where I come from, what I'm about, and you know, what I feel that I represent. And that's like the main thing that's been in my head and in my heart. And I just put it in play every single day, man.
Tatis is one of the young faces of Major League Baseball, for sure. And maybe someday we look back on this contract and there is a World Series title. Maybe this starts a run of trips to October, trips to the postseason. Remember, they just ended their, what was a 13-year drought to get back to the playoffs, had a divisional series game, or divisional series, excuse me, against the Dodgers. So maybe we're looking back on this and it's money that is extremely well spent, because not only does San Diego benefit, the Padres organization, the fans, certainly Tatis, but all of the players around him as well. I mean, there's even been talk of a statue if this works out the way that the Padres hope that it does. And he used the word legacy, actually, in his press conference and in his interview with Major League Baseball Network, MLB Network. Legacy. And so he's thinking big picture. They're all thinking big picture. I suppose you can't help it when you've just committed $340 million. They were actually joking about the statue that he might have down the road. But this is a guy that if you're going to hitch your wagon to any star out there, not only is he extremely skilled, pretty much can do everything in Major League Baseball, but he's got this easy smile. He's got the crazy locks, which I love. It's one of the reasons that I love Patrick Mahomes, because the hair is just completely out of control. It's fantastic. I feel like I have a kindred spirit in Patrick Mahomes. Tatis has blonde dreadlocks. He's easy to find. He enjoys the game of baseball. He dances around in the dugout after he hits home runs. We all need that kind of fun in our lives. And he says he's just the same kid on the field, that nothing will change. Now, that's hard to imagine, because there will be a lot of pressure on his shoulders. But he's not the only one who has to bear the pressure in San Diego. And he points to another $300 million man. Wait, Machado made $300 million, right? So Manny Machado, a couple of years ago, gets his deal with San Diego. That was the same year that he and Bryce Harper were waiting and waiting. We were all waiting with bated breath. Well, Tatis is the second of the Padres' massive investments, and he feels like the two of them together could be a power combination. In fact, he's learning a lot from Manny.
He has helped me a lot. You know, Manny, he just, you know, every secret that he has, he had showed it to me, and like how to do things. And, you know, he just showed me his experience, what it's about, and, you know, how to do things, how to be able to do things, to control stuff. And he has been helpful all the way around on the game.
A couple of things about Tatis. He's only played 143 Major League games. That's insane, right? 143 games. And he's got $340 million. Gross, of course. I mean, there's a lot of taxes that California will take out. But still, the man is set for as long as he wants to be set. And in his 143 games, he's hit better than 300, 39 home runs, 98 RBI, 27 stolen bases. So it's okay. It's a little bit outrageous that he doesn't even have 100 runs batted in, and yet he's already got a $340 million contract. But I like the investment. Nothing says we believe in you more than a 14-year contract. Again, the money is the money, but 14 years. Mike Trout certainly knows what it feels like to have all of this money and all of the time invested in him. And I saw this stat. I think I was watching SportsCenter. Not sure where it popped up, but I saw this stat that blew me away. Even though I've said to you over and over, man, it would be great to see Mike Trout on the postseason stage. He's one of two players in Major League Baseball who's hit 300 home runs, at least 300 home runs, and yet has not won or been part of a team that's won a baseball playoff series. Do you remember what J.J. Watt said to Deshaun Watson It's one of their last games. Maybe it was the last game as they were walking off the field, but it was definitely in the last month of the Texans season. And he was caught on camera saying, "We're wasting one of your years." So JJ's acknowledging that Deshaun Watson just had a career season. His numbers were up in almost every category. He killed it despite having really no one to help him on offense to speak of. And JJ says to him, again, it gets caught on microphone and on camera, "We're wasting one of your years." Well, in the case of Mike Trout, I feel the same way. Now, he's part of it, and he's had some injuries. But baseball's a team sport. One guy cannot carry a team. And so I look at Mike Trout, and I think we need more of him in 2021, but only if it means we get him in the playoffs. I have no idea why anyone would be talking about contract negotiations with Mike Trout because I feel like he's set for life, but somehow it came up when we heard from him on Monday.
I have no idea. I obviously I'm just learning new stuff about it. And when stuff comes up about it that he asked me, you know, I answer it, and hopefully it gets resolved and everything coming up, you know, because it's MLB, you know, Major League Baseball is a great thing for our country, especially now during this pandemic, and we need to go forward.
Oh, maybe he's talking about, I get it now. Okay. At first I was thinking he was talking about contract negotiations. So no, he's talking about Major League Baseball and some of the challenges facing the sport this year. And that's the reason why he's speaking to Tony Clark, one of the union chiefs, every day.
I talk to Tony, you know, probably once a day. You know, we're obviously want to know the future of baseball and, you know, just for me learning, you know, all the new things and getting filled in so I'm not caught off guard. And obviously Tony wants to know our input and, you know, we give him all the feedback we can.
So Mike Trout is definitely one of the faces of Major League Baseball, but I feel like there needs to be something more with him and more with the Angels. He's committed to stay there. He's committed to be part of what they're doing. Well, I don't even know if you can call it building. It feels like they're in a perpetual state of building. He gets tired of questions about why the Angels don't win. But a lot of it's on him, like it or not. The fact that the Angels have not won a playoff series since he joined them, of course there are going to be questions about whether or not it's money well spent. In case you're keeping score at home, baseball is still on track to start on time with a full schedule. Will that change? I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.